Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin today's show by telling you about a metaphor, a story that provides the perfect metaphor for leftism, and it has to do with a Utah widow who wrote a grief book for children in the wake of her husband's death. Oh yeah, mother of three, Curry Darden Renchens, 33, of Summit County, was arrested for allegedly poisoning her husband Eric Rikens, or Richens, whichever, at their home in Willow Court on March the 4th of 2022. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, Kevin Jackson, what do you mean this is a metaphor for leftism? It's the perfect metaphor for leftism. A woman is grieving. Left, her husband's dead, and he's left behind little children. And so, the leftist Democrat mother who poisoned him writes a children's book to deal with her grief.
Oh, gosh. This is horrible. I'm sorry. I hope you're not crying.
In case you catch my sarcasm, yeah. Perfect example. This is a woman who poisoned her husband with fentanyl. You want to hear the rest of the story? First degree aggravated murder, three counts of second degree possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. I give you leftism, folks. The people who want to fight the war on drugs. We've got to keep the drugs away from our kids. We got to protect our borders. We got to stop the Chinese who manufacture the fentanyl that comes across the border in Mexico that the leftists want to pour in here so that they can poison us and then claim that the tyrants are suffering. Life-saving measures were attempted, but Eric was declared deceased. Then police came in and found Eric lying at the foot of the bed. Curry allegedly told police that she had made her husband a mixed vodka drink, a Moscow Mule, and served it to him in bed to celebrate his sale of a home for her business. Now, let me tell you when lights start going on for me. The woman says, I made my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule, and I woke up and he was dead. There's more to the story, but here's what I will tell you. The liars tell you too much information. She should have said, I brought my husband a drink, I went to sleep, woke up, boom. But she says, I brought my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule. She involved the Russians. Think about it. She involved the Russians. Do I need to give you anything else to tell you that this story is so metaphorical for the Democrats? A Moscow Mule. Why didn't she just say it was a black Russian? Huh? That would have been even better. A Moscow Mule. You ready? She says, she then fell asleep with one of the kids who was having a nightmare. Yeah, the nightmare that her daddy was dying. Curry said she awoke at 3 a.m., came back to her and Eric's room, and she felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch. That's when she called 911. I'm joking around a little bit here, but I'm not kidding. This, all around you, every single day, is evidence of leftism. You just got to look for it. And you don't have to make it up. This is what leftists do. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, a conservative woman would do. No, not a true conservative woman. A true conservative woman would say, I want out of this marriage, and I'm leaving you. That's what a true conservative, or she would work at it. She'd say, look, We're struggling. Let's try to work it out. If we can't, then let's leave. Because you know what they do in conservative marriages? Even the bad ones. They talk. You learn how to say, we got to communicate. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a terrible communicator. I am. Because I grew up very different. We didn't talk about stuff. You know, my mother died. I was like, okay, duty, duty, duty. And the next day, it was like nothing ever happened. You really try to tell an almost five-year-old kid, the person that means the most to you is gone, and the next day is business as usual. Okay, get ready for school. Geez, you don't think you're going to jack somebody up? So you have to learn these things. Families can't keep this stuff bottled up. They made movies about this. So you got to learn how to communicate. Democrats don't want to communicate. They don't want to confront. Leftists don't want, and when I say confront, I mean they don't want to have anything that reflects negatively on them or that they feel like they have to defend. And if you find yourself doing that, and I've done it, you're practicing leftism because you should be able to communicate. And the closer you are to somebody, the better you should be able to communicate. It should be open communication about any subject, and I do mean any subject, whether you like the subject content or not. You want to talk about neo-Nazis? You want to talk about BLM or Black Panthers or pedophiles or whatever? You may not like the content, but you should be able to talk about it openly and honestly. That's what stops people from doing stupid stuff. And if there's, don't even get me started about the black community who will kill you over a look. You don't even get to talk. You just look and, why'd you kill him? He looked at me hard. Really? You sure he was looking at you? Maybe he was looking behind you at that guy who was going to hit you in the head with a hammer. Like, oh. Anyway, she said she left her cell phone in she and her husband's bedroom. But as it turns out, the device had been used multiple times in the child's bedroom. In addition, tolls on the defendant's phone show the messages were sent and received during that time. And anybody want to guess what happened to those messages? Yep, little Miss Thang, she deleted them. So what did Eric die of? A fentanyl overdose that was put in his Moscow mule. Five times the lethal dosage. Multiple communications between her and an unknown acquaintance were found on her computer. Kind of reminds me of those Bidens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Heard a guy say something that was pretty profound. I think he said it this way. There were three things. There's what I know I know. There's what I know I don't know. And then there's what I don't know that I don't know. And I believe that was the way he put it. And anyway, whether that's still somewhat profound, but I don't find it as profound as what he said, but I didn't remember it exactly. But I got it. And what he said at the end was, what scares me the most is when you don't know what you don't know. And that's what's right about life. I mean, if nobody ever says you're not the smartest dude in the room, or, you know, corrects you where you have to check yourself and go, you know what, I just need to be quiet on this subject. You can't know everything. And you know people that feel that way. And let me tell you who they are. They're leftists or idiots or a combination of both. That's what they are. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844 800-551-8255. We're talking about the ivory tower today. The ivory tower. What people sit in and look down upon the peasants and don't know what's happening. They're detached from reality. And it's easy to do, and it's easy for all of us to do. I mean, I'm going to tell you, as a conservative, you, Kevin, I know the truth. And you sure? You sure that your truth is your truth? It should be always tested. It's like gravity. I know it's there, but it's still good every now and then that I drop something as a reminder. You see, the good thing about being a conservative is you should have no problem testing your truth all the time. That's the beauty of the test, the scientific method. I can try today, I can try 50,000 years from now, and it will still be the same. And leftists can't say that. So, anyway, I was talking about this, going to get into this, the San Francisco mayor going out, looking at her city, and going, what in the heck? Have you seen this happen in other cities where they go out and they see what's funny to me. If you go and you look at where congressmen, these leftists are in all these big cities, and you have to ask yourself, does Adam Schiff go out of his district and drive along and see the homeless that are just lined up in California, Southern Cal? Do any of them? Does Jerry Brown visit L.A. and San Francisco and all these cities and say to himself, boy, I'm so proud of what I've built here? Name me your governor, your congressman, your senators that can go into the major cities run by Democrats and not come to the conclusion of what in the hell have we done? What have we created? How could you overlook this? I was prepping for a speech the other day, and something hit me, a thought hit me, and it just said, leftists marinate in ignorance. They don't dip their toe in it. They marinate in it. They jump in the pool. They do the backstroke. They ask for their martini, and some little Guatemalan midget brings it over to them. But do they ever ask themselves this question? What is it that I don't know? You should be surrounding yourself with people who know what you don't know. I'll give you a good example for me. I don't know accounting. I don't. I'm lucky to have Melissa that goes, you can't do that. You got it. This is the way this has to be done. Or, I don't know how 501c3s work. And she'll say, babe, you can't do that. This is the way we have to offer this scholarship. And I was like, really? We can't just find somebody we like and say, hey, here's this. She goes, no. You got it. There's rules. Oh, good. I'm glad there's somebody there to correct me because I don't know it. And that's the stuff, the old ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Well, trust me, it is not an excuse. And leftists will try, they will do everything they can to put you in jail for anything. They will do, as we've learned with Donald Trump, they will create a technicality for you. But they won't do anything for themselves. They don't want to test their truths. They don't want to put their ideas to a scientific method. Yet they cry science all the time, right? It's about the science, Kevin! As they apply it to nothing. Show me where leftists apply the science. Legit statistics. Look at how they manipulate statistics and tell me they give a crap about the science. Don't get me going on woo-flu stats. Y'all know I go off on that tangent. On woo! I'll tell you how many people died, how many people have died from, you know, the reactions and stuff. And it's all lies. They don't tell you anything. What do? They take stats on black and Hispanic and all this, and then they use them how? Do they ever improve anything? The short answer is no. They've had decades to improve every single thing. We have thrown trillions and trillions of dollars at every problem known to man. Let me ask you, has any of it improved? Look at education. How much money have we thrown at education? And you tell me this, is it getting better or is it getting worse? Are we getting more sophisticated in our education in terms of kids coming out being able to critically think, or are they dumber? You know the answer. Are the streets any safer? They've talked about the war on crime, the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on this. All these wars, we've been fighting wars, throwing money at it. leftists in control of all the wars, and you know what we do? We make no progress in the wars. None. And I'm not talking about, well, Kevin, there's been some incremental. The only time there's been progress made in any of the things that we've talked about, are you ready? Are y'all ready? Are you ready for this? Was the 4 years of Donald Trump. That's it. Now, ask yourself, why are they going after the guy who presided over the only four-year period in modern history since the time of the great Rinaldus Magnus? Have we made any progress, and that's the guy. Well, I take that back. Bill Clinton. I got to give Clinton credit. Blue dress aside, the dude made progress. But aside from being forced to do that by Newt Gingrich and team, when have we? Did you make progress under George Bush? Did you make progress under Barack Obama? No. Are you making progress now under Captain Demento? Of course not. Everything those people have touched has turned to turd, as I like to say. And we sit here and they want more. They want more money for this, more money for this, more money just in case, more money in case. We can save everything. We can save the planet. We can save black people. We can save the libertarians. Somebody help me. Yeah. They can save everything. They can save you from your doggone self, right? Because Lord knows you don't know what you need to do in your life. They do. They know how to spend your money. What the heck do you want to keep your money for? Wow, you might just give it to Kevin Jackson. We can't have that. Hey, Bob and Carol, by the way, I got the picture. Bob, we're some good-looking fellas. And Carol, you were hanging out with some good... I mean, you're the hottie yourself. Don't misunderstand me, but you were hanging out with some good-looking dudes at the comedy event. Oh, boy. Hey, listen, we got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to take a short break. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One group of lawmakers are telling the speaker he's being too soft on the debt limit negotiations with Democrats.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus urge Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security.
New surveys show Hispanics in Texas are unhappy with President Biden's handling of a surge in illegal immigration. Maria Espinoza from the Rembrandt Project says there's a feeling that these new asylum seekers are cheating the system.
People are just fed up, especially those along the border there in South Texas who are mostly Latinos.
Two people are in custody following an assault on employees at a Wendy's in Ohio after they claimed they didn't have cheese on their crispy chicken sandwich. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't know what we don't know. And the reason why I watch this show, it's called Naked and Afraid, is because there's this part of me, and maybe you feel this way too, that says, I want to test myself. And it's funny, the old saying, be careful what you wish for. But you'll see the show, and these people are getting eaten by bugs, and you know they got to sleep off the ground because of this. They got to learn how to make a fire because they're in a jungle where jaguars are and all this. And look, I know nobody's going to get killed on the show. They got producers, and they probably got armed security all around them. Who knows? But it does make you wonder, could I survive 21 days butt naked with a machete, you know, a couple of things, in the jungle or in the desert or in the snowdrift mountains or whatever? Or have you ever watched a show where they say, how would you survive with John Quiñones? But I watch these shows because my mind goes, I want to think I can survive there. And the other thing is, I want to know what the possibility is. You know, like when they tell you in the plane, in the case of a water evacuation, you know, your seatbelt, you know, your seat cushion will float. And you're like, you're never going to be in the water. Well, you might. They tell you because you might. But, you know, there comes a point in life where you stop looking and heeding the warnings and you just go on with life because you're too busy to be putting yourself in scenarios. You're going like, man, I'm driving the kids from soccer. I'm going to work. I got to, you know, pick up this. I'm picking up doing errands. I'm doing a little bit of volunteer work. And you look at your life and you go, I'm never going to be in a scenario where I don't know what's going on. I'm always on top of it. Well, are you? If you live in the suburbs, do you really think you know what's going on in the world? Or are you a little detached? Because I'm going to tell you, at some point in your life, you come down from the ivory tower. This is not limited to leftist folks. This is us as well. You're living life. You're doing good. You got your cars. The kids are doing okay. Little Johnny's dating Susie. Everybody likes it. You know, it looks like he's going to get a scholarship, but blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Life is good until it isn't. And you get dealt a hand. Or maybe something happens that wakes you up to reality. I'll give you an example. One of my friends, her husband's sister, her sister-in-law, out of nowhere, wealthy family, she has a wreck on a four-wheeler or a horse. I can't remember which, to be honest. And breaks her neck, quadriplegic, in an instant. We know a lot about it because it happened to Melissa's aunt. And suddenly, you know what you realize? When we took care of my wife's aunt for 2 years in our house, making an actual room for a convalescent and having to do exercises with her, every single day and doing bowel movements, because what I didn't know about quadriplegics is the muscles that control your bowel movements and when you take a leak, you have no control over them. So you have to schedule that. What an eye-opening thing to go, man, the body can just, that's it? And all the other things that I learned, the phantom spasms that would happen in her midsection and things like this. It's amazing what you learn about stuff that you have no idea about. And so 2 years out of our lives, taking care of somebody every single day, number one, were we prepared for that? Of course not. You know, we're a house to work on because we needed to sell it. I mean, I could give you all the angst and all the issues that came up over that, but you do it. But we didn't know we were going to have to do it. And even if somebody said you're going to have to do it, we had no clue what life was like for a quadriplegic. And thank God, working with her every single day, we got her back to where she could kind of walk herself. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, but we did some amazing therapy. If there's any little place in heaven for me, I know God and Melissa, God has got that little spot for us, because that was 2 years of complete sacrifice. I'm not saying it to be a martyr. I'm just telling you because it's a fact. But we didn't know what we didn't know. And when I would be with my aunt, and she would say, can you scratch my nose for me? And I'm thinking, what? And she's like, Kevin, can you scratch my nose? And it dawns on me, she can't even scratch her nose. It became my mission to make her scratch, you know, get her to be able to move her arms and scratch her nose. And she can now. So you don't think about that. You don't even think about the little things that you do every single day. Like just going to the bathroom. But when you finally stop and ask yourself, could this happen on a vacation? What if you go to the Amazon and you get lost in the jungle? What if your hotel is attacked by terrorists during your vacation? I know, Kevin, what you are out there. No, it's happening. And I may be weird that way, but I ask myself, what is it that I don't know? And leftists don't do this. Leftists stay in this cocoon of ignorance. As I say, they marinate in ignorance. If it was a pool, the water is not water, it's ignorance. And they marinate in it. They dive off the diving board into the deep end of ignorance, and they never put themselves in another situation. They don't say, you know what, let me stop for just a second. Let me stop hating Trump, and let me ask myself, what's he done? Let me stop loving Biden, and let me take a legitimate look at what he's doing. Let me start looking at statistics differently. It's a conclusion I came to with Bill Clinton when I went, you know what? That dude was a heck of a president. When you think about it, what are we complaining about? I'm sure there are many of you going, you know what, Kevin? You made me think about Clinton a lot differently. See, I was caught up in Democrat, Republican. Go look at what Clinton did. I'm not telling you he did it willingly. He may have done it kicking and screaming, but I don't care. He did it. Balance the budget? I mean, we were feasting, and I used to say, he's living on Reagan. So what? He was living on Reagan. He listened to the Republicans. They came to bipartisan conclusions on what was best for this country. Everything was dropping. Crime rate, he was put 100,000 cops on the street. We complained. Well, who's going to pay for it? You know, all this other stuff. Go back and look. You don't have to believe me. Because I was the same way a lot of people were listening. Probably, oh, Kevin, what are you talking? Bill Clinton, he's a horrible president. No, he wasn't. I remember when Bill Lacey of the Goldwater Institute, where I'm a fellow, said it to me. And I was like, come on, Bill. He's like, Kevin, I'm telling you. And Bill was right. And I'm happy to tell you that Bill was right. But Democrats are wrong, leftists are wrong, and all I'm saying in all of this is, when do they wake up? Well, the San Francisco mayor, left wing, I'm sorry, I talked about her, but a journalist went out, was going to prove that San Francisco is not the city that we keep saying that it is. She was going to debunk these right wing talking points. And so she set out to do it. Elizabeth Weil. Weil, W-E-I-L, you pronounce it yourself. She had an article in one of the East Coast publications, a lefty publication called New York Magazine, where she was going to debunk it. And here's what she ended up. Instead of debunking what the rest of the country was saying about San Francisco, she ended up confirming most of the nasty, shocking, pitiful, gross, maddening things that outside observers were saying about her beloved city. In fact, she felt so compelled, this person writes, she penned an apology to the residents of San Francisco. "I'm sorry, I know," she writes. "There's always some story in the East Coast press about how our city is dying. San Francisco's hate these pieces. You're a strange traitor for writing one. When I set out reporting, I wanted to write a debunking the doom piece myself. Yet to live in San Francisco right now, to watch the streets, to realize that no one will catch you if you fall. 200 San Franciscans OD'd, up 41% from last year. It's a wasteland," the guard said when I asked how San Francisco looked to him. I don't even know who she's talking about with that. The guard. He was a security guard. Will writes of the doom loop that is a post-pandemic phenomena that San Francisco may be the poster child for. The doom loopy vision laid out for downtown San Francisco is not pretty. Workers don't return. Offices remain empty. Restaurants shutter. Transit agencies go bankrupt. Tax bases plummet. Public services disappear. According to research from the University of Toronto, cell phone activity in downtown San Francisco is 32% of pre-pandemic levels. That number is 75% in New York. Just as an example. Just think about that. 32% of the pre-pandemic cell phone usage. Cell phones in a downtown, man, you should have a hard time getting a signal. There are times in a bustling downtown that it'll say, "You're going to have to come back in a little bit because we don't have time. We can't put you into a circuit." Not in San Francisco. I got to take a short break, but I want to say this. When we come back, I'm going to finish this, but I want you to think about this in terms of San Francisco. Now, I want you to think of this in terms of leftism, what it creates, and how it eventually has to die.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Understand, and the crazy thing is, when the president came, you guys cleaned up the streets, so he saw a sanitized El Paso, not the one that you have to deal with every day. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Well, let me explain something. That was a very incorrect statement. When the president came, the numbers had gone down, and you were able to see that were gone down, and
come
I
on,
knew
you
that.
That's not true. Mr. Mayor, you cleaned up the streets for the president. That was not a candid look of El Paso, and you know that.
No, sir, that's a very incorrect statement. It's a shame that you would put out that type of statement because
well,
I
you know it is. Look at it
ability.
Now. Look at it now compared to what he saw.
Okay, but remember, in December, the numbers went down all the way through to just recently, and the numbers have increased recently. Why have they increased recently? Because Title 242 is getting ready to expire, and they're here on their false pretense.
Right now,
they
Title
really
42 is only turning around 30%.
Here,
Unfortunately, I have to run. You're in a bad situation, and you should call out the administration on it and help your people.
And it's really important that we do give the right narrative in what we do and what we don't do. And we're very thankful that President Biden came and met with the Border Patrol, the people that are providing
He's come once, and his policies did this. He broke the border, destroyed your city, and he wasn't called out for it. And that's on you.
That was Brian Kilmeade of Fox News. And I'll give him credit. That was one of the best interviews because he's calling this guy. He's saying, you're putting window dressing on things. You're trying to make it look like under Biden, it's all improved. And we all know that's a lie. And, you know, look, this is what bugs me about politics. So this mayor wants to look good. He cleans up his city. They did the same thing when it was the 50-year celebration or whatever of the Pettus Bridge. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, they cleaned up the town where I think it's Norman Pettus is his name. They cleaned up the town. Friends of mine were calling me, telling me, Kevin, you'd be shocked at what they're making these people do. You know, finally enforcing ordinances, and they made the motorcade for Obama come through a certain way that they had people picking up trash, and they had ordinances to get your old farm equipment off the road because they didn't want it to look like what it looked like. Because you want to know what it looks like? It looks like an armpit. The town that, so, by the way, this town is used to be a town of 19,000 people. No, 30-something thousand people, down to 19,000. It's almost all black now. All the white folks went, oh, y'all want it? Y'all can have it. And they moved out. White flight. And now it's in squalor. And they had to go juice it up to make it look better because baby black Jesus was coming to town. But this mayor of El Paso says, no, we didn't clean anything up for Joe Biden. No, what are you talking about? It's the way El Paso looks. They orchestrate everything. Too ashamed to tell us the truth. Your town sucks, man. And you want to know why it sucks? Because our policy with Mexico, we let them do whatever they want. And they get people over here, that they bring their crime, they bring sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever. I mean, criminals that are doing heinous crimes. I'm not talking about crimes of survival, you know, where you steal a loaf of bread or something. I'm not talking about that. Which, by the way, why would you even steal it? There's plenty of places to go get free food. But they let this stuff happen. And Kilmeade says, Biden is the problem, and here you are coming on this show to thank him? How dare you? Good for him. We need interviews like that. Now, this girl tried to do it with Trump. Oh, well, what about this policy? And Trump's like, what about it? You're going to let people in and separate them from their babies? Yeah, you doggone Skippy I am. Listen to what Jay Johnson said. Stop encouraging them. How about that? How about that be our initial policy? Stop encouraging. Don't tell them they're getting in. Tell them it will take a long time. Put them in the wait in Mexico policy. That'll get Mexico off their butts. Do exactly what Trump did. This problem practically goes away. And I remind you, he almost had it eradicated. And what did the left do? They say, we'll fix it. And they brought it right back to where it was. Why? Because that's what leftism is about. Pretend you're going to fix something and break it. And break it bad. Don't let it ever be able to recover. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. It's pathetic to watch. Here's Ted Cruz. He's calling out SJP's, what I've been calling her, Karine Jean-Pierre. What was her name? Something Jean-Pierre. I think it is KJP. Anyway, here's him calling her out over her lie.
Joining me now, Senator, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, welcome as always, sir. So I just have this little vignette. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to walk back her bogus claim today. Listen to this. Immigration is down by 90%. Listen to this, please, Senator.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you see it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
I was speaking.
ADP is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer. If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about...
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration, and we have seen the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking to. We're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about. 90%. I mean, I'm looking, Senator Cruz. Illegals in fiscal 21, 1.7 million. In fiscal 22, 2.8 million. Year to date, 6 months worth, 1.5 million. And Title 42 is running out, so the whole thing's going to double in the next 6 months. And, Senator, I understand. 1,500 troops, they do not have the power to arrest or deport. So I'm just saying, with no disrespect, they're like babysitters. They're just processing. I don't understand what this is all about, sir.
Well, Larry, I'm sorry to say Karine Jean-Pierre is the most brazen liar ever to take the podium at the White House press briefing. She lies routinely, and it's not spin. Look, we expect White House press secretaries to spin, to have a take on the facts. Okay, that's part of discourse. But she stands up there and just gives flat-out falsehood. She just said, and you just played it, that under Biden, illegal immigration has dropped 90%. Now, that's not kind of sort of right. It's not a little bit right. It hasn't dropped at all. And in fact, let's just do some simple math. In the year 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. We were achieving incredible success in securing our border. Joe Biden came in, he opened up the border, and within days of his being sworn in, the numbers skyrocketed. We have today, we went from the lowest rate of illegal immigration to the highest rate in history. So it didn't drop at all. It didn't drop 90%. It didn't drop 80, 70, 60, 50, 40. It dropped zero. Instead, it rose massively. And we have seen over 6 million illegal immigrants cross the border under Joe Biden. And the amazing thing is Karine Jean-Pierre says that. She just flat out lies, and she says that all the time. She's also stood at that podium and said, people are not just walking across the border. Look, you're playing next to me. Videos of people swimming across the river, walking across the border. You're playing that right now. And she just flat out lies. Now, two things are amazing. Number one, at the end of the day, that's not as much her fault as it is Joe Biden's. Joe Biden is the president. And when you send out a liar to lie on behalf of the White House at the White House podium, that's Joe Biden lying and being perfectly willing to lie to the American people. But number two, her just the blatancy with which she does this.
Well,
is a complete indictment of the corporate media, because Fox will ask her about it. But where's CNN? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's MSNBC? They don't care that she is standing there flat out lying to the American people. The fact that she does that is a complete and total indictment of today's corporate media.
It's one thing I don't understand. It's kind of like when I talk about homelessness, there's nothing progressive about having people sleeping in 10-degree weather, sleeping on grates. That's not progressive. There's also nothing progressive about encouraging migrants to risk their lives going across the desert to come into the United States illegally.
That last clip, of course, are the folks at Morning Joe, and here's what I can tell you. It just goes to prove that even every now and then, the left get it. Welcome back. As I said, I hate circular, cyclical arguments over the same nonsense. And that's what we keep doing, and we've got to stop it from happening.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.